John Lovett, Maya Lovett, Steve Duchesne, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because we've tried it with just the desk, and it really isn't the same, Larry Sanders!
Welcome back, everyone, to Chris Klemm's Cavs Cast. I am Chris Klemm, your host, as always. And today, all the news that everybody's buzzing about is that the Cavs have or are going to sign Larry Sanders. And I think they just sent out the Twitter Welcome to Cleveland post with the Photoshop Cavs jersey on, so I assume it's official, which means at this time, we're going to need a moment of silence for Andrew Bogut's 58 seconds in a Cavs uniform. For a guy that many of us have wanted for a long time, his career lasted under a minute before his legs snapped. And as I went over on the last episode, the guy gets injured all the time. This was not quite as bad as it could have been. See Sid Vicious jumping off the top rope in WCW's pay-per-view in 2001. You can look it up on YouTube. It snaps in half. That was what his elbow was like. Luckily, his leg looked perfectly fine, but it was broken. And now we'd like to welcome back into the NBA, the Cavs have signed Larry Sanders, a guy who I have a few things to say about, but is most interestingly shares the name of Gary Shandling's great TV show, The Larry Sanders Show, and is known for wearing goggles as he played. In the last season he played, in 2014, he looked like a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. So that is something that can only help the Cavs. Now, when it comes to the differences, like, hey, yeah, I would have rather had Andrew Bogut stay healthy. I think based on his pedigree as being a championship player and all-NBA player, he definitely has much more of a winner's mentality. As much as that seems like crap in basketball, intangibles do make a difference. He could just seem like he was a perfect fit. Like, he's old enough to know he's not getting a major burn, but he's still an elite rim protector and a great defensive player and a good passer. And he just seemed to fit every category, and you can slide him in. He's been playing. He's in shape. He's got everything set. He's a smart player, and everything works out, and he could play big in the playoffs. But he broke his leg, so that's over, and the Cavs have officially waived him. He's gone, and Larry Sanders is here. Now, a lot of people wanted the Cavs to get Larry Sanders last month, and while he has the potential to be a long-term fit in Cleveland, there are a few things that should be kind of considered red flags. One, he was never as good as Bogut was, even when they were both in their prime. So that's one. He's a better shot blocker. That's about it. But he's probably not as good of a rim protector overall because of his defensive awareness and all those other things taken into consideration. But he does fit a need. The Cavs don't have any centers on the roster right now except Channing Frye, who is a stretch five and is not really anything. You know, he's a decent weak side shot blocker, but that's it. He's not a good defender and he can't rebound. So Larry Sanders fits a major need and he could really pay off, but he's not in shape. And every reporter that was at his tryout with the Cavs last month said he was weeks away from being ready to play in the NBA. And David Aldridge from TNT tweeted today that he will be spending his time in Canton playing for the Canton Charge, so everybody go down there and check it out. It's fun, and you can see Larry Sanders play himself into shape. And also, the arena host is a wonderful Matt Fantone, and they also have special all-you-can-eat days and games, so you could just go. And I went in a couple years ago, and they had Old Carolina all-you-could-eat courtside seats. It was amazing. So you guys can go down there and watch him play himself into shape, much like Shaq used to do in the regular season in his prime. While he'll be playing in the D-League, he will not be playing with the Cavs. And Aldridge said he will be practicing with the Cavs, which is a problem because, as Darren Williams and Kyle Korver both said when they started playing with Cleveland, the Cavs don't practice at all. So does that mean he'll just be there for every home game and go through the shoot-around? Probably. But there's not really going to be a huge time period to integrate him. And honestly, they kind of need the body right now because his last night's game against Houston showed the Cavs got worked on the glass and they miss Kevin Love so badly. And Tristan Thompson is basically ineffective when he's the only rebounder out there. And he's not even as good of a defensive rebounder as Love to begin with. And the Cavs just got killed on the glass over and over again. For all their other defensive issues, their lack of rebounding is astounding and how much it's affecting them now. And it doesn't affect them when they play the really bad teams or the teams that aren't good at rebounding. But then they have a game like last night and Houston ends up getting 6 offensive rebounds on one possession. Now they were letting Nene get away with everything while calling a whistle anytime James Harden got blown on. But regardless of the egalitarian quality of the calls going both ways, they needed to rebound. So Larry Sanders, hopefully he could help with that, but he'll be in Canton. So he won't be able to help during the regular season, but if he does in the playoffs and he's ready to go, that's great. They could put him out there. Hopefully he could help them match up with like an Andre Drummond or a Hassan Whiteside in the first round or in the playoffs with Pau Gasol or somebody else who would be coming out of the West on the Spurs. I don't think he would really necessarily be a huge help against the Warriors, but he'd be better than Kevin Love with his speed and athleticism. The two last things that are of major note is, one, Cavs fans already have a tendency to overrate the players that are actually on the Cavs roster, hence all of the Deion Waiters is better than Kyrie Irving nonsense that happened a few years ago. People are celebrating like he was better than Andrew Bogut. Not even just that, like he's actually a legit starting center. You can plug in like a future all-star. Larry Sanders is not that good. He was never that good. And after being out of the league for 3 years, it's going to take an adjustment period. So I'm not expecting him to do much right now. And I really think the majority of Cavs fandom, while it's awesome, they got him and they have him signed through next year if he works out, don't count on anything. Because the reason he left the NBA, and this is my final thought, was for depression and anxiety issues. Now, I'm going to take that at face value and assume they really hid severe depression and anxiety issues enough for make him give up on his $44 million contract, because that is what that can do to you. And I'm not going to be one of those people that said, oh, he just wanted to smoke weed and hang out with his friends. I don't see any factual reporting on that. And I know for a fact how severe depression and anxiety can affect you. Now, it's great if he's got everything together, and I'm hoping for the best, but I can tell you as a fact that can come back whenever you're least expecting it, and it's not exactly something you could just get better from and goes away like the flu. And that is my one caveat. It's been 3 years since he played in the league. We don't know how it's going to affect him mentally, and I know it's a very serious issue, and it could strike him at any time, and he could end up not even being able to play. So I wouldn't expect the best right away, but I do think it does have the potential to pay off. And I'm really hoping for the best. And on a personal note, I'm hoping for him with his mental health issues. And hopefully too, at the very least, it could help, you know, get rid of some of the stigma for NBA fans and especially Cleveland sports fans. So good luck to Larry Sanders and the Cavs, and I'll be pulling for him.
Behind enemy lines with Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
The whistle's got woo!
Yo, Chris Clem and the Cavs cast listeners. This is Stan the Man from the Bay Area. And I'm calling in to remind folks and to let folks know what happened today. An era has begun that will forever be known as the Larry Sanders Resurrection. He will be going back to the D-League to put some key minutes in to get his mind right, slow the game down, and I'm telling you right now, I predict that he will be a huge factor in the playoffs, whether it's one key block, one key dunk, one key rebound. Larry Sanders will give us valuable minutes to bang against the bigs all the way up to the finals. First round, second round, Eastern Conference Finals. Cavs are going to win it again. And do not forget this era that will forever be known in Cleveland Cavs history. The Larry Sanders Resurrection.
Stan, for your report from behind enemy lines. You're right, this could be the resurrection of Larry Sanders. And much like the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts, I hope it has a happy ending. That's it for this episode. I'll be back later this week on Thursday. The Cavs will have played since then. They got a game tonight, Tuesday night. And it'll be interesting to see what they do because the Wizards and the Celtics are beating down the door and the Cavs have scuffled, losing 5 of the last 6. And hopefully this Larry Sanders thing can pick them up after the Andrew Bogut leg break took them down. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, support the show, and I will be back. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Boom shakalaka!
Non-stop 2 times a week action.
From long range!
With your host, me, Chris Clem.
He's on fire!
It's a basketball podcast devoted to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And sometimes the Indians, Browns, or whatever I feel like.
With the sweet finger roll!
Featuring interviews, insightful hard-hitting commentary, characters, and comedy sketches.
Whoa! Kaboom!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I love this game! Every Monday and Thursday on CavsCast.com or LousyWeatherMedia.com.
All the cool kids are doing it after all. And you want to be cool, don't you? I mean, come on, don't you?